My publishers sought me out. I mean, it's not something I ever searched for, really. Never thought I'd ever do a book. I said no at first, remembering some of the wild and insane things that I've said and done. And I thought, this is a very bad idea. Then I thought, no, wait, I don't have to get ugly. I can tell my story in my words. And yes, I left some stuff out. Had to edit it out. Too long of a book. I'm terribly sorry. I can't name check every person I've ever worked with or done crazy stuff with. And really, some of it I just don't remember. Oh yeah, I swear a lot too. If you're offended by that, stop listening now. See, I wanted this book to sound like I'm telling it, so I didn't edit the way I speak. I come from a long line of angry men who shout and swear. There was my grandfather, Lee, my dad's dad, and then my dad, he was an ex-Marine. Dad went into show business behind the camera just like Grandfather Lee, who was an assistant director, production manager. They yelled at people all day, and my dad was never at a loss for words when pissed off at me or my sister. I believe my oldest son, Trev, has thankfully broken the chain. He's calm, cool, collected, and quiet, and he doesn't outwardly let shit or all the haters bother him. I mean, people who hate me will go after him on the internet. But he does take it real cool. He says, fuck it, Dad. You know, those people are losers. They do anything for your job. Yeah, I guess he has a point. I'm proud of him, as I am all four of my kids. They are the real, real, true, pure loves in my life. First off, it was hard enough to make all of this fit into a 300-plus page book, 60 years of my life, and a crazy life at that. Many people have asked me, how did you make this record? Who came up with what parts? Who was there? So it's not really a book about where I put my dick or what I put up my nose, although, you know, it happened. Such is a tired cliche anyway. Yeah, everybody did it, next. In other words, this is not a manual on exes, nor is it okay that I did some of the insane things that are in this book. Life is more interesting anyway. I do throw myself under the bus a few times, and I got permission from the guilty attendees at some of my less than fine moments. And kids, my kids, trust me when I tell you, do not try any of this or else. I tell my story not to brag, not to glamorize the overuse of booze or drugs. I stopped all that nonsense many, many, many years ago. I tell the stories in the book that are just too good not to tell. People won't believe some of it, but I swear it's all true. At least that's the way I remember it. There may be a nice girl who's married now with four kids and a husband who knows nothing about a one-night stand 100 years ago. And I shall let you live in peace. Some I didn't mention because they have kids and I just don't want to bother them again in life. Other people I do name, I called and read them what I wrote, or I said to them, hey, is it cool for me to use this? Because if not, I won't put it in the book. They said, you got to tell that story, and here we are. See, I want to have friends at the end of all this. I could write a really salacious book, name names, fuck people over. But that's just a mean thing to do. People have written things about me, and I was like, what the fuck, man? That was private. Or whatever. We live in a world now where privacy does not exist. I thought I might as well tell my side of the story. Try to be as honest as I can and show who I am. Some things I allude to. Use your imagination. That's why books are better than movies. Because you can see something or dream up a scenario that may be better than what I experienced. A lot of the stuff just didn't fit. I had to edit. Writing this book did dig up a lot of old memories, and I cried a lot, as well as laughed my ass off. Doing this book made me miss a lot of friends, some of who had died while I was writing it. Some of my very best friends, man. Yeah. I turned 60 writing this book, and I've spent 41-plus years of it in my life making real records and touring. My whole life, if you count when I was a kid. Corporate rock. What the fuck does that mean? I mean, anyone who's ever signed a record deal is corporate rock. And those indie labels are still labels. If you sold one record, you sold out. Sorry. The idea was to be a successful musician and pay for your life by doing so. I did that, and I'm an asshole because of it. Yet I still got hired to play on a lot of the hit records at the time, you know? I just don't get it. Never will, I guess. In total, we sold a lot of records, made hits, we played well.